Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You're better off sitting down, and let's get a contract, and let's move on with this world. And in today's world, I'll cripple you.
President of the International Longshoremen's Association, Harold Daggett, says not just their industry, but the economy and consumers will pay the price if they go on strike. The union of thousands of port workers on the East Coast and Gulf of Mexico is demanding higher wages and a ban on automated port equipment. Despite a strike's potential impact, President Joe Biden says he won't invoke the Taft-Hartley Act 80-day cooling-off period. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says negotiations with the employers represented by the U.S. Maritime Alliance needs to reach an agreement.
The stakes are very high. The potential for disruption is significant. We've not had an event occur like this in our ports since 1977.
Hurricane Helene left destruction across big parts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Former President Donald Trump was in Georgia Monday assessing damage and faulting the Biden-Harris administration's response in that battleground. He said Governor Brian Kemp hadn't been able to reach Biden.
He's been trying to get them, and I'm sure they're going to come through. But he's been calling the president, hasn't been able to get him.
The Republican Kemp said Trump's statement was false and expressed his appreciation for Biden's response.
And he just said, hey, what do you need? And I told him, you know, we got what we need. We'll work through the federal process.
Congress went on recess last week. They're not scheduled back until after Election Day, but Biden says they may have to return to pass supplemental disaster funding. With a month left in the race, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton warns of organized efforts to pervert the image of Vice President Kamala Harris. She cites the Pizzagate conspiracy theory, where Clinton was falsely accused of trafficking children out of a Washington pizzeria. She calls Trump's movement a real danger.
The press needs a consistent narrative about the danger that Trump poses.
Former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, a sharp Trump critic, has officially joined the growing list of Republicans who have endorsed Harris and Walz.
I served with Kamala in the United States Senate. I've also served with Tim in the United States House of Representatives. I know them. I know firsthand of their fine character and their love of country.
Republican J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will take to the vice presidential debate stage tonight. The Democratic nominee made reference to a false internet joke about the Ohio senator when trolling him.
I can't wait to debate the guy. That is, if he's willing to get off the couch and show up.
Israeli special forces are conducting attacks on the ground in Lebanon, along with extensive airstrikes. So far, Hezbollah's ally, Iran, has been restrained in its response. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.